Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right. So Hillary, this is Trump tweeted this. This is Hillary on Russia. This is the exact thing that Trump has been saying this week and getting in so much trouble for. Here we go. Roll tape.
I mean, we want very much to have a strong Russia because a strong, competent, prosperous, stable Russia is, we think, in the interest of the world.
Right. It's the only difference between the two of them, of course, is the amount of money that the Clinton Foundation took from Russian interests.
And the fact that, they'll ask for Trump's impeachment, but, nothing. Just praise for Hillary for saying the same thing.
Yeah, and of course the uranium deal and all of that.
Well, other
than that. You sent me this interests me so much, Lee. You emailed me this. Headline, conservatives believe their lives are more meaningful than liberals, study finds. Mm-hmm. And that leads them to, rate themselves as having higher life satisfaction.
Right.
Okay, this is interesting. Research by the University of California. This is a new study by them. Conservatives are more likely to have an established sense of their purpose of life, in life than liberals.
Right.
And the University of California study analyzed a series of surveys across 16 countries, found those with liberal beliefs are more likely to be in a perpetual state of searching for meaning than their right-wing counterparts.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a very simple answer for that.
What is it? What do you think?
I think that for the most part, I think that most people who are conservative, most, not all, and I'm certainly not excluding liberals from this either,
right.
But I think many conservatives have a deep faith in God. And they realize that what we're going through now is all temporal. This will all pass. This is not our final destination. And that, also that we have responsibility for our own lives. And it is not for government to decide nor to be doing everything for us. We take responsibility for our actions. We take responsibility for our place in life. We take responsibility for improving our place in life. And I feel like that many liberals feel like it is government's place to do that for you. And if you've got an election every 2 or 4 years, or you have political trends that are going to change the leadership of a government that you depend on for your livelihood, I would be in a constant state of chaos and continually as well. But I think many conservatives have a deep religious faith. And I think that has a lot to do with it.
Here's I'd love to find out what you think about this, too, why this is. Conservatives, people who, politically have more conservative views are, this is across 16 countries, which makes this is fascinating. Mm-hmm. It's not just America. They are more satisfied with life. They are less anxious. They're happier. Finding meaning in life, that one of the study co-authors said, is related to the sense or feeling that things are the way they should be and that there is a sense of order. If life feels chaotic, then that would likely dampen your sense that life is meaningful. I just think this is absolutely fascinating that this is the case.
Well, and also look at what the liberal organizations within this country are doing right now. You are being persecuted. You are being demeaned. You are being defiled. You are being persecuted and discriminated against. You are being disempowered. And look what conservatism is trying to tell people. Work for yourself. Do it on your own. You don't necessarily have to have all of this, government help. You can do this on your own. And we're going to take things out of the way to have government stop interfering in your ability to, succeed in your endeavors, and you will have more opportunity to keep that which you earn.
Here's what's interesting. Now, the reflex explanation for this would be that conservatives are more, religious than liberals, which has been proven over and over by studies. That's not a supposition by me. But the study's authors accounted for religious beliefs when analyzing the responses. and still found strong links between those with conservative ideologies having a stronger sense of purpose compared to liberals.
Well, and I would still say the same thing. And like I said, many, not all, but I do think that if you are dependent, if your viewpoint of the world and your place in it is incumbent on what you can do about your own situation in life, then I feel like that you have more, you're willing to take responsibility for what you do and the outcomes, and you put that responsibility on yourself, and so you can then revel in your own success, whereas if you're always dependent upon the government or regulations or, you know, some other outside entity allowing you to succeed or paving the way for you to succeed or for giving you something that you determined to be success, then I just see much more satisfaction out of those who are, you know, willing to work for themselves.
You know, that makes a lot of sense, too, because if you think about what does liberalism tell you day in and day out?
You can't do anything by yourself.
You can't. You didn't build that. You can't do anything by yourself.
That's not yours.
That's not yours. If you're a woman, black, you know, whatever, you know, list all the lists. By the time you're done, it's half the at least half the population. Everything is stacked against you. You're never going to be paid your due in the workplace. You're never going to earn your due as a business. Right. It's beyond your control as an individual. You are helpless and you need us to fix it for you. And if we're not in power, you're on your own and you're screwed. You're not going to be able to do anything. Good luck with that. Well, that's what liberalism tells you. No wonder you feel helpless.
Mm-hmm.
You see people, enemies, faceless enemies coming at you, right and left, oppressing you simply because of your gender or the color of your skin. You would feel pretty hopeless.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
See, I think there's a thing here, though. There's something even deeper. I'm going way deep for a Friday, okay? And I would love to hear from you. 800-347.
Deep Thought Friday.
I know.
With Tara Cervantes.
800-347-1063. I have worked in liberal newsrooms for a long time. I have been on the inside. I've been behind enemy lines when they didn't even know I was conservative. And I've watched how these people work and how they think. And I'm telling you, there is something to this, that liberalism is a psychological remedy for failing to do painful self-examination. If your failures in life, if you know you should have been able to achieve more because you know in your heart that you're capable of it, but you haven't for some reason, there's only two ways that a mind can deal with that. You can either examine your failures and why, you know, where you failed, learn from it and go forward, as every business owner does, because if you don't do that, you're going to fail in business. And it's a painful process. Or you can accept the line from liberalism, which is really just a psychological solve, a panacea for you. It's not your fault.
No.
You were never going to succeed. Things have always been stacked against you, even if you're just middle class and somebody came from a family with more money. You're never going to be able to do it. And you know what that is? That frees you from having to do the painful self-examination.
Right. And so you continue in the same behaviors that have continued to
stagnate
yourself in what position you're in and continue to blame others for it.
And guess where you end up? Your life has no meaning.
Right.
And this is why, despite the failure of liberalism over and over and over in every program and everything it touches, people continue to cling to it. Why? They need it. Because if they didn't have somebody telling them over and over and over, it's not your fault. The world is aligned against you. You're a woman. You have the wrong color skin. You weren't born into a rich family. You're never going to succeed because of it. They have to hear it. It's like a drug. They got to hear it over and over and over and over to protect them from the pain of doing painful self-examination.
So we need self-examination rehab.
We do. No, we do. We do. But that's what liberalism gives you. That's why they repeat this over. Do you ever get sick of hearing them say, you know, homophobic, racist, you know, racist, sexist, blah, 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 blah. Because they repeat it every day because these people need to hear it. They have to have it mainlined on a drip into their veins. I didn't fail because of me. And I think the problem, if you're listening and you're liberal, and I say this to our liberals quite a bit, you start to think about that. Do you feel like you failed in your life?
And
is it in any way connected to your political views?
Hillary Clinton is one of the greatest examples of this mindset. Just think about it. Her behavior following the election, she lost.
Yes.
She lost.
Right.
And she's continuing to search for other people, other groups, other organizations, other entities that are responsible for her failure. And she has failed time after time after time.
And that is brilliantly. You have just blown my mind. I'm sorry. You've temporarily left me speechless. That is exactly right. It is. But think about it. It's not just her. It's all of them. They have to explain why their life philosophy failed.
Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. I mean, we can go on and on.
Yeah. You didn't build that. It's not yours.
Yeah.
You know what they're really saying? They're not even talking to us or the business owners. They're talking to the people on their side.
Yeah.
Who know they're capable of what others have achieved, but for whatever reason didn't do the work, too lazy, self-doubt, too shy, didn't achieve it.
Well, they're trying to delegitimize success.
Yes. You didn't build that. You didn't do anything. So that their followers would be like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They took it from you. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not my fault I failed. It's theirs. That's all liberalism is one big fat pill that you take to avoid the pain of self-examination. That's what it is. That's what they offer. It's why their followers never hold them responsible for their failures. Because they're not following to achieve anything. They're following to feel better about themselves by what? Everybody being ripped out. You know, one of the best illustrations of this was from Obama. Remember when Obama got asked that question? Well, you know, it was by a liberal news reporter, too. It was weird. It was a mainstream media reporter. Well, you know, every time we raise taxes on the rich like you want to do, less money comes into the treasury. Mm-hmm. So that can't be good for the country, Obama. And Obama says, well, no, that doesn't matter. You know, it's about making things equal.
Yeah.
Ah, I get it. So none of it's about helping the poor. More money would ostensibly help the poor into the treasury, right? Nope. No, it's about cutting people down to size to save others the pain of watching their success.
Deep Thoughts Friday.
I know.
On the Tara Show.
Can you deep voice guy?
Deep Thoughts Friday.
Promo
the
that
Tara
for me.
Show.
No, okay, but all right, those are our theories, Lee. All right, love to hear from you. Conservatives are more satisfied with life because they believe their lives are more meaningful. Why? Text writes, good job, Lee, but we need the bada boom, bada bing, deep voice guy for Deep Thought Friday. LOL. Text writes, Tara, put the last 10 minutes into an audio clip so we can share it. Call it Deep Thoughts Friday if you want. Let's do that for the tirade today, Chris, and I'll put that up. Text writes, I am conservative, not rich, but yes, happy with my life. It helps that I am easily amused. I am too. Oh, yeah, I am too. Text writes, oh, by the way, those of you who want me to begin giving you the keyword for the hour. Okay, I'll do my best to remember. Cupcake. Cupcake is the contest word that you text to win the $1,000. C-U-P-C-A-K-E. All right. Keith in Traveler's Rest. You're calling about liberals and life satisfaction. Yet another major study, University of California, finds conservatives are more satisfied with their lives and that they find their lives more meaningful than liberals do. Why?
Well, I understand that the findings of that study, Tara, because, you know, it's much more satisfying when you work very hard for something and then you get the rewards for that and it being a paycheck or whatever. And you're much more satisfied because, you know, you put 110% into it, no matter how much you gain from it. As the liberals sit around and wait on someone to hand them something, a handout, you know, and it's all based on self-pity for them. You know, they just feel so sorry for themselves because they, you know, they can't succeed. And no matter what someone gives them, it's not enough.
Yeah. Absolutely. I've become absolutely convinced. Even wealthy liberals, I think. I've always said I worked with a lot of liberals. I'm telling you, these were the kids who were beaten up on the playground. And they've never gotten over it. And they still have rage. And they want to heal the rage by taking others down. That's who they are. And they don't realize it, which makes them very destructive to themselves and everybody around them. It's about cutting everybody else down to size rather than looking at myself and asking, how can I grow? Texter writes, we are a capitalist dream. We are hardworking people and successful business owners. Our professional success pales in comparison to raising our girls with faith, family, and parental direction. We followed all the rules, and we are very content. Good for you. Let's see. Texter writes, in a worst-case scenario, conservatives donate money or volunteer to keep the government from raising our taxes, so we feel good about helping, and we keep our money, too. Texter writes, conservatives depend on themselves a lot more than liberals do. Liberals are constantly setting themselves up for disappointment. Texter writes, Tara, when liberals complain about their failings, it is talking out loud self-help. They are talking to themselves. Maybe. Texter writes, conservatives depend on themselves a lot more than liberals do. Liberals are constantly setting themselves up for disappointment. An interesting observation. You know, it's funny, just kind of along these lines, this loosely related. My daughter and I, over the last week, have been butting heads. She's getting to the age now where we're going to begin to do that. not in a negative way or anything, but she has desperately wanted to make the school play. It is her biggest dream in life. She has tried so hard. She's gone, you know, memorized her own, you know, tryout routines, on her own initiative, practiced them till she has them down cold, tried out. And two times she's gotten that rejection letter. So she went to acting camp this past week. So this is going to be her first time to get to be in a play because they're doing a big play at the end of the week. And so they have to try out for parts at acting camp. Everybody gets one, but, you know, some get big parts, some get little. So I asked her, I said, what part you get? I was offered two parts. Oh, well, which one did you pick? I picked the one with fewer lines. You did? And the woman who runs the acting camp is also the woman who makes the decision for the play in the fall. So why don't you pick the one with more lines? You just need to have more opportunity to show her you can do this, honey. I was afraid I'd fail. I might embarrass myself. I said, well, you messed up. And that hurt her. I could tell. And I was wondering if I was too tough on her. I said, how are you ever going to grow and be a good actor? Do what you want to do. This is your thing, your dream, what you've wanted so much for 3 years. If you don't extend yourself, well, I might make fun of myself. I might mess up. I said, so what? I mess up every day on my show. I stumble over my words. Things don't come out the way I want. I get up and do it the next day. So what? She said, Mom, what if I mess up in front of her? What if you don't? What if you're great? You'll never know. And I told her, I said, you know what? And she had tears in her eyes. I said, listen, I'm telling you this because I want to save you for greater for pain. I realized a couple of years ago something. You probably have regrets in your life, right? I do. We all do. And I realized the one commonality between my greatest regrets in life, and it hit me like a sledgehammer. Every one of those things I grieve the things I regret. Every one of those things that I regret in my life the most are things I wasn't bold enough to do. If I'd just been a little bolder, if I'd just been a little less scared. You know, one of the things is just my mom was a very intimidating woman. She was very self-possessed. She was a tough cookie. And it was hard to tell her how you felt about things like loving her. And there were some things I should have said to her, and I didn't. I wasn't bold enough, you know. And so I told my daughter, I don't know why I'm cracking up over this, but I told my daughter, I said, listen, I've learned in life, if you're not doing something that scares you a little, and I don't mean jumping out of a car like the latest challenge on YouTube, don't do that. I don't mean driving over the speed limit. I don't mean scaling a rock face. I mean something that scares you a little bit. Going into that big client who's turned you down for that sale and getting in their face when they've told you not to call anymore. If you're not doing something that scares you a little bit in your life, you're not growing. You're not. If you're not failing at doing something that scares you a little bit, you're not growing. And you're going to have regrets and they're going to hurt. And there's only going to be one way to deal with those regrets, and that is honest self-examination that'll hurt. Or kicking yourself in the butt and going out and doing it. Whatever it is for you. Well, I don't know if I should do that. I mean, it might blow up in my face. Yeah, it might. You know what? But you're going to grow from it. You're going to grow. And that's coming from somebody who's failed at everything. Failed at everything. Got fired from my first talk radio job. Well, they didn't fire me. They didn't renew my contract. My ratings are four times what they were then, right now. By the way, we just had a rockin' ratings book. Best ever. Show is number one in our demo. Thank you for that. Failed at the business my husband and I started, came back and did it again. It scared me. If you're not doing something that scares you, you're failing. And you're going to have regrets. And I told my daughter, you're going to regret your whole life. What if you could have taken the part? What if it would have been great? Anyway, we're still butting heads over that. But if I could save her pain later, a little. And discomfort now is an okay thing. Hey, anyway, I'd love to hear from you. You know, by the way, if you're in sales, you know exactly what I'm talking about as far as doing something that scares you a little, getting a little uncomfortable, getting out of your comfort zone, and then doing it and winning. Isn't that a great feeling? Texter writes, Tara, I was still talking about this study that found that conservatives are more satisfied with their lives overall than liberals. And this is a study across, by the University of California, across 16 countries. It's not just in America. And that is because conservatives believe their lives are more meaningful. Interesting, huh? Texter writes, notice something else about conservatives. We jump in to help without thinking about it. I had just sent you some info on a study without having thought to. Let's see. Texter, Tara, this is your hairy-legged toxic male bachelor, and I've chosen to embrace masculinity and to find love. Oh, good. Well, I've been able to help one of you this week. Oh, boy. Okay. I've chosen to embrace. You know, you've chosen to embrace. You know, not masculine. It's benevolent sexism you got to do. Remember, see, that was the study before. Remember, because the feminists actually secretly love it. They like the benevolent sexist better than the guys who treat them as equals. Like way better. Okay, so you got to work on how you're doing this. Okay, let's see. I've chosen to embrace masculinity and find love. I now understand women want men to be strong and even toxic. Well, if you're a hairy-legged toxic male bachelor, then it sounds like you've got that down. It's good luck. We need to find this guy a woman. All right. Oh, boy. You shame me. Oh, you shame me, this texter writes, but truth hurts. I've fought a war, raced motorcycles, and other wild things, but calling into Word or helping on a phone bank terrifies me because I have a weird-sounding voice. I just remembered how my sister used to mock me for it, but I still don't have the nerve to call in. LOL. Yeah. That is a great rule of thumb for life. You ought to be doing something, on the verge of doing something, considering doing something. You ought to be doing something regularly that scares you a little. Again, not things that could hurt you bodily, you know, physically, but things that scare you. Scare you in the way of, oh, I might make a fool of myself. I might, you know, I shouldn't speak up. I shouldn't do anything. And all those shouldn'ts, I'm living a life that isn't bold, add up to a lot of regrets in the long term. That's what I was trying to tell my daughter. We're still talking it through. She feels like I was maybe a little too rough on her for being disappointed that she didn't take the role with more speaking parts in the play and more opportunities to mess up. You know, I told her, I said, that's how you're going to end up in junior high, resentful at all the kids who got the parts. They took the risk. Every one of them. And so anyway, when she was at the end of the play, she had on a construction worker's hat and she bowed. The hat fell off and hit the floor. And went boom, boom, boom. And each little group in the play had to bow. So, I mean, it was real noticeable. There was four or five people. And I busted out laughing because it was cute. It was funny in a good way. She looked completely panicked and ran off the stage. I said, I wish I had video of it to show you. It's no big deal. The only thing anyone's going to remember was that it was funny if they remember it all. Most people don't notice you the way you think they do. Texter writes, I guess conservatives are too busy building a life and appreciate what they have while liberals are angry and busy blaming the world. Another texter writes, oh, see, we got to get you together with this woman. Men who shave their legs scare me. Texter writes, sure, the feminists prefer benevolent sexist, but who wants to be liked by them? Another texter writes, conservatives only fail when they fail to try. That's true, too. All right. Yeah, you know what the vast irony is? On another subject, you know what the vast irony is of this complete paranoia that Russia meddled in our campaigns? Or maybe did. Could be. You got Democrats fretting over the foreign influence that countries allegedly have on U.S. elections, even though they haven't changed a single vote. But we have imported 15 million foreign-born voters. And they are from countries, they are consistently and persistently voting Democrat at really high rates. And nobody cares about that. Article in Breitbart this morning, the leading threats to American electorate remain nationwide voter fraud and mass immigration. Yeah, that's the real story. That's the real story. And when you look at what's going on, I mean, let me just give you this, just the latest. Kris Kobach is fighting in his state of Kansas to enforce voting laws. That would mandate voters prove their U.S. citizenship. Okay, so at the same time, we're so afraid that some Russians might post a negative post on Facebook. We live in terror of that. We don't want to ask people to prove their citizenship at the polls. Think about that. The irony of that. Anyway, he's fighting in Kansas. Okay, the effort has currently been halted by the ACLU and a circuit judge who sided with them. Years ago, proof of citizenship voting laws were upheld as fully constitutional. Now, listen to this. This is how bad this is. Compare Russia meddling in the 2016 presidential campaigns to the kind of foreign influence in the actual election numbers in foreign nationals voting, Kobach told Breitbart. That's real and more consequential, and it's happening all over the country. Kobach is currently fighting the ACLU in Kansas. And as a project of the discovery in the lawsuit found that 33,000 foreign nationals are on the voter rolls in Kansas. Not in the country, in Kansas. 33,004 nationals on the voter rolls in Kansas. For states like California, with the largest foreign-born population in the country, the number of foreign nationals on the voter rolls is likely in the hundreds of thousands or even millions, just based on their system of registration and what it looks like in Kansas. I mean, this is insanity. You throw chain migration in? We're going to take in 8 million foreign-born voters in the next two decades. They vote Democrat at an 80-plus percent rate. That's a new study by Axios. It's what I've been telling you. Now, listen to this. Let me put this all in perspective for you. What's at stake here? What is this going to look like going forward? The victory of socialist Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the crazy girlfriend, in New York's 14th district is the latest case where a booming foreign-born voting population pushed the far-left activists over the edge to beat out the incumbent. Ocasio-Cortez's district, listen to this, is close to 50% foreign-born, a dramatic shift of an area that was once populated primarily by native-born Americans. Ocasio-Cortez ran her congressional campaign on abolishing all immigration enforcement across the U.S. Think about that. This is what's causing this. Americans, the American culture, the fabric of the country, we're not shifting towards socialism. They're bringing in voters who are shifting us towards socialism. That is where this woman came from. That is why she has a microphone. If we had not had the massive immigration we did in the Bush years, and really since the 60s, she wouldn't have been elected. This is how they're trying to remake the country. I mean, look at what that's done in California, Senator Dianne Feinstein. You know, facing a challenge from that De Leon nut, and the Democrat Party endorses him. Why? It's practically a foreign-born party in California. That's the difference. And no one cares. Texter writes, Tara Edison was ridiculed for failing at creating a light bulb. He responded, I did not fail. I just found 1,000 ways not to make a light bulb. Tell that to your daughter. Texter writes, you won't read this, but sometimes failure is a good thing. Hillary Clinton ran for president twice and failed both times. Now, the texter writes, Obama encouraged illegals to vote. Is that not treason? No, Obama's a good guy. I mean, he's smarter than everybody else. His shit doesn't count when he does it.
Haven't felt right since the election.
I think they're exaggerating the fears of a Donald Trump presidency.
Do you often feel the urge to burn something down?
In their protest,
fireworks
becomes the very thing that they're protesting against.
Flares, rocks, bottles were thrown.
Or slap people you don't even know because you think they don't like you?
No, I'm president!
If you've never felt like this before, but do now.
I think they're exaggerating the fears of a Donald Trump presidency.
You may be suffering from a case of Trump utter derangement syndrome, or TERDS.
TERDS. A group of masked feces hurling lunatics accosted a Jewish owned coffee shop in Boyle Heights, Los Angeles, attacking the owner and his new customers. According to them, the owner did not have the right to open the coffee shop because he supports Donald Trump's stance on immigrants. They apparently gleaned this off his Facebook page or his social media account, and that he needs to leave the neighborhood. On Thursday, protesters held signs and screamed at patrons in front of Asher Cafe and Lounge on Boyle Streets in Boyle Heights, a traditionally Jewish neighborhood that is now predominantly Latino. They say they oppose the cafe and the owner over his support of Trump's immigration policies. They're also angry because they feel that it is a sign of gentrification, that he wants to come in and charge money for coffee or something. The Kosher Cafe tried to open the first time on July 12th, the day the anti-gentrification activists, you know, the ones hurling the feces, were met by LAPD officers blocking the entrance. They had to shut it down. 30 protesters associated with the group Defend Boyle Heights showed up to speak against Shalom, And what they called, Shalom's the owner, who they called an anti-immigrant, Trump-loving gentrifier. Because of the threats of violence, the hurling of the feces, and in just the general, you know, nature of stuff that police had to shut down. So they had to just try to open it again this week. They really intensely protested and accosted all the visitors that came to our grand opening, said his son David. It was very scary, said Shalom's daughter, Yael. There was a lot of people protesting outside wearing masks, and they threw a significant amount of feces at our window. The Boyle Heights Chamber of Commerce, which had invited Shalom to join and was slated to attend the grand opening, terminated his membership. You can't be the chamber card. You can't be a member. Days before the confrontation, in a letter from Chamber President Jennifer Lahota, she mentions a photo shared by Shalom on his Facebook page reading, "I wish Democrats would fight as hard for Americans as they do for illegals." Lahota said the views are not in line with the values and objectives of the Boyle Heights Chamber of Commerce, and they kicked him out. That was before the feces bombing by the enraged activist. Shalom denies he's anti-immigrant or hateful. "My name is Shalom," he said. "I love peace, and I'm an immigrant." Difference, of course, is he came here legally. It's a difference they don't want to acknowledge. This is where we are, folks. This is where we are. He says he doesn't know if he can go on operating his business if feces is regularly hurled at his customers. There we go. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, in a sign of what it would be like to live in a liberal enclave, you remember Freddie Gray? Do you remember all that? He was in the back of the van, and when the police pulled up, he was dead. And the supposition was that he had injured himself. He'd done it before when they transported him. He just dived, tried to break his own neck. His neck was broken. And so you remember they tried him in Baltimore. They tried the officers. Officers were found not guilty. Well, in the wake of that, you know, they implemented one of Obama's policing policies, which is where the police basically just don't police. They make it impossible. Coming up, wait till you hear what's going on in Baltimore now, after the attack on the officers in whose care Freddie Gray died. Officers, again, who were not found guilty of any crime. Wait till you hear this. This is what the left has planned for this country. Complete anarchy and lawlessness. And why is that? Dual justice. Can't subject their voters to laws. It would be wrong.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.